So let's talk a little bit about venetoclax in myeloma. It's been kind of an interesting story that's evolved over the recent months, so to speak. Can you comment a little bit on what we know about venetoclax?
Venetoclax, as you know, is a BCL-2 inhibitor, and this BCL-2 inhibitor is obviously approved in the lymphomas in CLL, and patients are doing quite well with that. What we did was early studies, and this was phase 1 and phase 2 studies, demonstrated efficacy in myeloma and specifically in patients with the 1114 translocation. And the thought here is that folks who have the 1114 translocation preferentially are dependent on the BCL-2 pathway in terms of its apoptotic signaling machinery. And at least the phase 2 data with venetoclax as well as venetoclax in combination with either carfilzomib or bortezomib has shown really quite remarkable results. The Bellini trial was presented at this year's EHA as a late breaker. And this was a trial which was supposed to be the definitive trial of combining venetoclax with bortezomib and dexamethasone. And what they did here was used all comers. So they did not focus on 1114 translocated patients, but they took everybody. And what was noted here was when you use the triplet, that is when you use venetoclax in combination with bortezomib and dex, your response rate was higher and it translated into an improved progression-free survival. But unfortunately, it also translated into a disadvantage when it came to overall survival. Having said that, I do think they're going to look at subgroups and look at 1114 translocated patients, and we'll have to wait and see if you see that survival disadvantage there. My understanding is that the survival disadvantage was seen because of increased neutropenia, increased infections, and the question really is, did we need to go up to the 800 milligrams of dose of venetoclax, which was used in this clinical trial, in the Bellini trial, or can we get away with less? And I think all of those questions are going to come to the forefront, because I do think venetoclax is useful in a subset of patients where everything else has failed.
So at this point, if you had a patient with 1114 who had run out of options, although I don't know if that's even possible anymore nowadays, would you attempt to use venetoclax?
I would, and I have. I think it's a question of dosing, Neil, and I don't think one has to go aggressively all the way up to 800, anywhere between 400 and 600 milligrams, especially when you're using it in combination, seems to work. In folks who have the isolated 1114 translocation, it actually does work quite well.
Yeah, I was kind of fantasizing. I've heard people hypothesize what would have happened if you gave trastuzumab to everybody with breast cancer and not just the 20% who was HER2 positive. And, you know, maybe that's kind of like what's going on here. You have toxicity from the majority of the patients, but it's only a minority. What fraction of myeloma is 1114?
It's about 15% of them who are 1114 translocated.
So maybe they're kind of getting diluted out. Is that what you think's going on here?
Absolutely. I think, and you know, this is a test which we routinely do on FISH testing. So I do think doing a more intelligent trial focusing on the 11, and this would be the first biomarker sort of driven trial, would be better than using this drug in all comers, specifically when we have, you know, the myeloma space is fairly crowded to begin with. So this may be one of those niche drugs.